Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, it now seems a decision on how to exit level 5 restrictions will not be made until Friday. In the Dáil today, the government was accused of engaging in guesswork on its discussions on reopening the country. That's been denied by the Taoiseach, who says decisions will be based on data. 11 more COVID-related deaths have been reported north of the border today. Gardaí and Donegal again appealed to the public to reduce non-essential travel. They say traffic numbers on the roads remain high across the country, and there appears to be a breakthrough in Carndonagh's NCT centre. It's hoped it'll be fully operational by the end of the week. And later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Kenny Harkin. Kenny coming to us at around 5:15. Good evening. It now seems a decision on how to exit level 5 restrictions will not be made until Friday. There was a short discussion about the issue at Cabinet this morning, with NPHET meeting again tomorrow. It's likely Ireland will move to level 3 restrictions next week with some changes. It's expected restaurants will be allowed open sometime later in December, but wet pubs will remain closed. In the Dáil today, independent TD Richard O'Donoghue criticised the lack of notice being given to businesses. He said everyone needs time to prepare.
Even the children all round the world send their letter to Santa Claus in advance. Why? So it gives Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus and the elves the due time so they can have their presents for them on Christmas Day. Even the children around the world know this.
Well, the government has denied engaging in guesswork in its decisions on how to reopen the country by not having proper data to inform decisions on COVID. Taoiseach Micheál Martin said all available information is looked at before decisions are made.
And the data will inform next steps. And that's an important point to make. It's not guesswork. And some of it may not be palatable, some will be. I said at the outset of going into level 5, that we wanted to come out in and around level 3.
Well, earlier this afternoon, the Public Expenditure Minister, Michael McGrath, said his wish is to see the economy reopen as much as possible.
There are a lot of considerations to take into account. I would like to see as much of the economy open as possible, provided it can be done in a safe and a responsible way, and it doesn't compromise unduly the progress we have made on public health grounds. And
11 more COVID-19 deaths have been reported north of the border in the past 24 hours. 79 new cases of the virus have been recorded officially. That figure is expected to be updated by the Department of Health. The death toll north of the border now stands at 947. Over 50,000 cases of the virus have been reported since the start of the pandemic. The European Parliament has given the green light for Ireland to receive an advance payment of €23 million in its fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. The money will come from the EU Solidarity Fund, which is normally used for natural disasters. In total, Ireland will get around €100 million. MEPs say the cash will be used predominantly to help the health service. The pandemic unemployment payment will remain open to new entrants until the end of March, following government approval. To date, over €4.3 billion has been paid out to hundreds of thousands of people who lost their jobs in the pandemic. The extension of the closing date will ensure workers can still access the PUP in January in the event that their employment ends after Christmas. Gardaí and Donegal are again urging people to reduce non-essential travel as checkpoints continue across the county. Sergeant Eunan Walsh spoke on today's 9 till noon show. He acknowledged that the goalposts may need to change next week if retail reopens here and remains closed in the north. Despite the current lockdown, Sergeant Walsh said Gardaí are noticing large volumes of traffic on the county's roads. He says that remains a cause of concern.
We've been forming these checkpoints and have been using the graduate response to members of the public travelling around the country. We'll continue with our Operation Fannocht to engage, encourage and educate people, and as a last resort, you know, enforce the regulations. There's talk of retail opening next week. And with the retail opening and retail closing in the north, you know, the goalposts will change for us next week, and we will review that as we're told what's happening from the government.
Meanwhile, Gardaí have published figures for November so far showing that in Donegal there have been 12 drink driving detections this month and 13 drug driving offences noted. New research suggests the risk of catching coronavirus from handling banknotes is low. Many shoppers and retailers have sought to avoid handling physical cash during the pandemic in fear of contracting COVID-19. The Bank of England says the findings of its survey suggest the virus does not survive at high levels for very long on notes. A senior government minister says it's his belief that Donegal will move out of level 5 with the rest of the country next week. The national 14-day incidence rate is estimated to be less than 110 cases per 100,000 nationally. However, both Donegal and Louth still have rates of over 200 and have consistently been, in Donegal, certainly twice the national average in recent weeks. There has been some concern locally that harsher restrictions may be imposed in Donegal, with the county forced to stay at 5 while the rest of the country moves to level 3. However, Minister Charlie McConlogue doesn't believe that's going to happen. He says the country must move as one.
I believe that it's really important that the country moves as one. I think everybody has worked really hard, particularly in our own county, to try, and there have been some cases where that hasn't been the case, but certainly overall people have made massive efforts, and it's really important, I think, that as has been indicated before this, that we do move as one in terms of the decisions that are made this week at Cabinet. There will be a discussion, further discussion by Cabinet later on in the week in terms of how we do move out of level 5. And I think we will be guided in terms of the approach we take, obviously, by in terms of what can open, by the absolute importance of public health. And decisions will be taken in that context. But certainly I do, and I will be advocating that the whole country moves as one.
Yeah, and just finally, just to clarify that, for whatever does open, we can sort of categorically say at this point that Donegal will move with the rest of the country.
Well, it will be a decision that the Cabinet will make, but certainly, Greg, it is my belief, and what I will be, my strong belief is that should be the case and that everybody should move as one, and certainly that's what I'll be advocating strongly at Cabinet, and I hope that that will be the agreed outcome as well.
Well, that was Minister Charlie McConlogue there speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show in advance of that Cabinet meeting that took place today. And as we've said, it's now thought it'll be Friday before a formal decision is announced as to what's going to happen next week. Speculation is we will go to level 3 with retail opening next week, and dry pubs and restaurants, pubs that serve food and restaurants, opening later in the month, and wet pubs that don't serve food remaining closed for the month of December. That's the latest speculation, but we stress that is at present speculation. Scotland's First Minister is hopeful of a UK-wide agreement on the loosening of COVID restrictions over Christmas. Nicola Sturgeon's been taking part in a COBRA meeting this afternoon with the UK government and devolved administrations. She has revealed some finer details may be different in each region, and she's warning that the relaxation of rules will have to be balanced with the danger of future infections.
The arrangements that we put in place for the festive period will seek to balance those concerns. Any easing of restrictions will be temporary, it will be limited, and it will be accompanied by advice on the precautions that we should all take to minimise risk.
Other news this evening, and drainage works are underway at the site of the NCT Centre in Carndonagh, with hopes that the centre can be fully operational by the end of the week. It emerged on Highland Radio last week that flooding problems were resulting in only part of the NCT test being conducted in Carn, with people having to travel to Letterkenny for the remainder. Local councillor Mark McDermott says that's not sustainable. He says it has to change by the end of this week.
The tests themselves have been cancelled for the next 2 or 3 days to facilitate that work happening, and also so that people won't have to go to Carndonagh and get half their tests done and then travel to Letterkenny and get the other half done. So those people that have been booked in the last couple of days will be rescheduled over the next week or so, so they'll be able to get their full test done in Carndonagh. They're hoping that by the end of this week that Carndonagh will be up and running, fully operational, with the full test being able to be done on site at the NCT Centre here in Carndonagh.
A number of Donegal people have already returned home from the US to live and work, with more planning to do so in the coming weeks and months. The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council says one of the highlights of the virtual Golden Bridges Conference, which took place at the weekend, was the evident way in which the diaspora remains committed to the county and the region, with many planning a return. Councillor Ina Donaghy says the online event was important in ensuring that, as well as being aware of the challenges faced by the North West at the moment, people are also well aware of the opportunities.
Remote working has become a way of life now. and this can be a challenge. It's also offered the region an opportunity to showcase ourselves and the great options for relocation. Many people have made the decision to swap city living for something more rewarding, where work-life balance can be achieved. And we have showed that within the county that we can relocate here now, do what we want to do, work from home, and to show the beautiful location that Northwest Ireland is.
Are you getting the impression that some members of the diaspora are now looking seriously toward returning to Donegal, and we could actually see some people coming back to Donegal, maybe from the east coast of the USA?
Yes, we absolutely are. And as you rightly so say, so many of our diaspora are so positive about what we are doing and about our own region, and actively strive to help us to get the message out that the Northwest region is ready for business and ready for investment. And we are hoping that a lot of them, together with other new people, would come and relocate here. And we have a number of inquiries already. We have a few that have already relocated. But it's just about continuing to build on that and keep the great relationships going.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by michaelmurphysports.ie, now stocking the official GAA Donegal snood and face masks.
It's approaching 5:15 and we say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. We'll start with soccer, and Chelsea have a chance to qualify for the knockout stages of the Champions League this evening. A win away to French side Rennes should be enough to seal a spot in the last 16. Manager Frank Lampard warned his players against complacency and is determined to get the job done tonight. Kickoff in France is at 5:55, with Sevilla away to Krasnodar in the group's other game. Meanwhile, Manchester United, they welcome Istanbul Basiksehir to Old Trafford, hoping to avenge their recent defeat to the same opposition in Turkey. Paul Pogba could return for United after missing the win over West Brom with a knock last weekend. It's an 8 o'clock start tonight in that one. At the same time, Paris Saint-Germain, they host RB Leipzig in that group. In the Irish Premiership tonight, there's two games down for decision. Cliftonville, they play Ballymena, and it's top against bottom as Linfield, they host Glentoran. In the Scottish Premiership, Hibs, they play host to St Johnstone. And in the English Championship, there's seven games tonight, including Stoke at home to the leaders Norwich. Elsewhere in Championship news, Derby County, they've appointed former boss Steve McLaren as their new technical director. The ex-England manager has returned to Pride Park following an agreement between owner Mel Morris and Derventio Holdings, who are expected to complete a takeover of the Championship club. McLaren had two spells in charge of Derby between 2013 and 2014. In Gaelic games, Mayo midfielder Conor Loftus says they won't be worried about the past as they enter the business end of the All-Ireland Football Championship. Tipperary stand in the way of a first All-Ireland final appearance in 3 years following Mayo's Connacht title victory 10 days ago. In the 69 years since their last All-Ireland title, Mayo have been defeated in the final on 9 occasions. Loftus, who has previously won an All-Ireland under 21 medal with the county, says this group wants to make their own history.
Yeah, probably. I wouldn't feel too much heartbreak on any of them, to be honest. From my point of view, you're kind of, and the same with the team and the lads as well, you're kind of creating your own journey and your own path. So what's gone before you doesn't really bother us too much from that point of view.
In rugby, Eric O'Sullivan has earned his first call-up to the Irish squad ahead of this Sunday's Autumn Nations Cup tie with Georgia. The Ulster loose head comes in after Ed Byrne missed Saturday's defeat to England with a calf injury. Meanwhile, Munster prop John Ryan is expected to train fully this week despite carrying a knock. Forwards coach Simon Easterby has explained why they didn't call up any further players.
It's really important that we back the players that we selected originally. You know, this is it's another test match. There are players that are going well in the provinces. They're putting their hands up, but there's also players that have trained really well throughout the last couple of weeks that haven't had opportunities with us.
Meanwhile, the Rugby Football Union is considering whether to use the climax of England's Autumn Nations Cup campaign for fans to return to Twickenham. Depending on the rate of the coronavirus infection in the area, up to 4,000 supporters will be allowed to attend sporting events outside from next week. And French legend Christophe Dominici has died at the age of 48. The former winger won 65 caps for France between 1998 and 2007, scoring 25 tries and played a starring role in their run to the 1999 1999 Rugby World Cup final. Domenici died suddenly, according to French media. In snooker, Welsh snooker star Matthew Stevens has been withdrawn from the UK Championship in Milton Keynes after testing positive for COVID-19. He's the third player ruled out of the tournament following fellow Welshman Ryan Day and England's Anthony Hamilton. Stevens was due to play Jamie Jones, who receives a bye into the second round. All other players and officials involved in today's matches have tested negative in their results. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. Parents from Presentation College in Carlow wanted the school to apologise after it told female students they can't wear tight-fit clothing. The school told students on Friday that their clothing was a distraction to male teachers. With more, here's Casey Reardon.
Last Friday, female students were told by their year heads that they can't wear tight-fitting tracksuit bottoms or tops in for PE class. They were told it was distracting to male staff and that they should have more respect for themselves. This parent feels the school is body-shaming her daughters.
I'd like to see the school offer now an apology and retract what they said to the female students. If they wanted to, like, enforce the dress code, they should have spoke to all students, male and female.
Saoirse Exton from the Irish Secondary Students Union thinks incidents like this will continue to happen.
Unless we put a stop to this right now and when we start talking about this, especially at the moment when sexual assault is such a vitally important topic, you know, we need to crack down on occurrences of everyday sexism.
Students put up posters around the school yesterday that read, "Stop teaching women how to dress, instead teach men how to respect," while a boy wore leggings into school yesterday in an act of protest. A further leggings protest is planned for Friday. The school has so far not commented publicly on the issue.
There are further calls for a proposal to erect gates and fencing on the grounds of Garton Outdoor Education Centre to be shelved. It's emerged a road in Garton where it's planned to have permanent gates erected is council owned, and therefore one councillor claims it's against the law to block it. It's also thought the proposed fencing is not in keeping with the local area, and the community still hasn't been consulted on any of the plans. Councillor Liam Blaney believes if Donegal ETB works with local people, an agreement that suits everybody is attainable.
You cannot put a gate on a county road. Now, there's existing gates there, which I don't think they were ever used too often. I was up there one evening last week looking at it, and then the gate was closed that evening. It was the only time ever I seen it closed. But you're not allowed to put a gate on a county road. And the fence that they're proposing is not in keeping with the area, a wooded area, a special protection area, an SPA there beside it, or a special protection area, and an SAC, it's on a special area of conservation. And as I said, I think it's knee-jerk reaction to ETB, and they've gone the wrong way about this. I'm not aware of any consultation at all. It landed down, and that's what puts people's backs up and gives them grave concerns about what's going on there. And I think that they should, at this stage, if they do not get planned permission, which I don't believe they should get, and I don't believe they will get, because there are a lot of things to be answered there yet, they should come back and consult with the local community. The local community is not stopping, but their main aim is to protect children that's going to be in there using the facilities, and other people will be using the facilities, not just children, but it's to protect them, and rightly so. But I think they're going the wrong way about it, and I think if they come back and work with the local community, meet them, they can come to an agreement and arrangement that they will be able to do something down there that will be able to protect anybody that does use the facilities, and at the same time will be in keeping with the area, and will keep open a route that people have walked for years and years.
And that was Councillor Liam Blaney there. A Foyle MLA has been elected as chair of the Northern Ireland Assembly's all-party group on further and higher education. Karen Mullen, the Sinn Féin education spokesperson, took the chair this afternoon. She said students, like many others, are going through an extremely difficult time and need clarity on a range of issues. A number of valuable electrical items have been stolen during a weekend burglary in the Twin Towns. The incident happened in Drumbo's Tranorla between 6 p.m. on Friday and 6 p.m. on Saturday. Entry was gained to a house via an unlocked sunroom window. Sergeant Eunan Walsh has been giving details of the stolen items. He says, given the amount of items taken, it's clear that a vehicle was used in the theft.
A rear window at the house had also been prized open. A number of items were stolen from the property, namely a grey laptop, a silver Russell Hobbs toaster, and a black 26-inch Panasonic TV and a black radio. So again, we're appealing for anybody in the area who may have seen anything suspicious or observed any suspicious vehicles to contact the Gardaí Letterkenny again, 07491 67100, Or again, the confidential line, 1-800-666-111. Due to the amount of property you're taking, Greg, it's probable that a vehicle had been used.
And Gardaí in the county have received a number of reports in relation to scams circulating in Donegal this week. They've issued a warning to the public against falling victim to scams, and they've urged anyone who may have already been targeted and fallen victim to contact them immediately. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
The first email purports to be from Unpost. This scam email requests that you click on the link provided in order to update your address details and also requests that you pay new shipping costs. Unpost have advised customers to immediately delete any email they receive in relation to outstanding delivery charges. Do not click on the link and never provide personal or financial details. The second scam is also in the form of a phishing email, which usually mentions a personal hardship, creating a sense of urgency. Should you respond to an email such as this, they will go on to ask you to provide them with the claim code of the gift card and they will disappear. Gardaí are reminding the public to delete the email and simply do not respond to it. They're also urging anyone who has fallen victim to these scams or any type of scam to report the matter to Gardaí and your financial institution.
Weather forecast for this evening, and Met Éireann tell us it will be cold with a mix of clear spells and scattered rain or hail showers overnight. Westerly winds light away from the west coast, allowing some mist and fog patches to form. Cold tonight, lows of 1 to 4 degrees Celsius, frost and ice in places. Frost, mist and fog will clear during the morning, giving a bright day tomorrow with sunny spells. The day will be dry apart from some well scattered rain or hail showers. Highs tomorrow 7 to 9 degrees Celsius in moderate west to northwest breezes, fresh at times near coasts. Main stories in brief this evening. It now seems a decision on how to exit level 5 restrictions will not be made until Friday. There was a short discussion about the issue at Cabinet this morning. NPHET will meet again tomorrow. In the Dáil today, Independent D. Richard O'Donoghue criticised the lack of notice being given to businesses about what's going to happen, saying everyone needs a heads up. The government in its own time denied engaging in guesswork to reopen the country by not having proper data. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says they look at all available information before making decisions. The Public Expenditure Minister, Michael McGrath, said he wants to see as much of the economy reopen as possible, as quickly as possible. The European Parliament has given the green light for Ireland to receive an advance payment of €23 million to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic, and the PUP will be open until March to new entrants. Back with news at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 24th of November. The death has occurred of Moira McFadden, Knockfulla, Gwydor. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass in St. Columbkill's Church, Knockfulla, at 12 noon on Thursday. Family Flowers Only Please donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice. Due to government and HSE guidelines, the wake and funeral are strictly private to immediate family only, please. Moira's Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of Joanne McBride, née Deveny, 35A Main Street, Plumbridge, formerly of Drumquin. Requiem Mass will be celebrated in Sacred Heart Church, Plumbridge, on Thursday at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House and funeral restricted to family only, please, due to the coronavirus pandemic. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Friends of Altmagavan Neonatal Unit, care of Mr. Brian Moran, P.O. Box MDEC, Altmagavan Hospital. The death has taken place of Morris Dowds, Knock, Ballybuffet. Funeral from his late residence on Thursday at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Mary's Church, Sesha O'Neill, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The funeral mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam on facebook.com/St. Mary's Sesha O'Neill. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, directly to the COPD support group at copd.ie/donate. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, the house funeral and burial will be strictly private to family only, please. The death has occurred of Leslie McClay, Mullinasilla, County Armagh, and formerly of Admiran Stranorler. Funeral leaving McCool's funeral home tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 for service in Stranorler Parish Church at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Stranorler Parish Churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, directly to Marie Curie Nurses at mariecurie.org.uk or care of G. McCool and Son Funeral Directors. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, the house funeral and burial are strictly private to immediate family only, please.
The death has taken place of John Robb Drumuckla Ruffoe. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock service in Ballylennon Presbyterian Church, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Due to HSC and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Ballylennon Presbyterian Church Repair Fund, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, funeral director. And the death has occurred of Dorothy Boyd, née Emerson, Hillhead Ardra, formerly of Luckris Point. Her remains will leave Shovlin's funeral home tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 to arrive at Ardra Methodist Church for funeral service at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the Church of Ireland graveyard. Dorothy's funeral service will be streamed live on the Ardra Methodist Church Facebook page. Due to HSC and government guidelines, the funeral is strictly private, please, to family and close friends.